Today we're going to talk about a very intriguing and buzzworthy topic of search engine optimization. And today's episode is entitled Stop Sabotaging Your SEO Rankings. And in today's episode, we will talk about five common search engine optimization mistakes to avoid with your business and your website at all costs. And you will be shocked to learn that some of what you may have heard or currently may even be doing that you think could be helping your search engine rankings actually could be hindering them. We're only talking about five things to keep in mind today, but remember that there are hundreds of variables, as you may or may not be aware, in Google's ranking formula or ranking algorithm, if you will, the formula that goes into determining which websites rank higher than others. So there are hundreds and hundreds of variables. Those variables change on average once a day, Google says. So with hundreds of different variables, obviously we can't cover all of them, and in all reality, it is impossible to know all of them because a lot of them are completely secretive. Google's secret sauce, Yahoo's secret sauce, Bing's secret sauce. There's never going to be a way to learn all of them, but there are some key factors when it comes to search engine optimization to consider to help your chances of ranking higher. And on the other side of the coin, to look at your existing website and say, or websites, and say, could I be doing anything to be sabotaging my own rankings? It's very possible, and it happens every day. And don't be surprised if, after listening to today's episode, you come away with a list of to-do items, a list of things that you need to take to your information services, your IT department, your web marketing team to change or update or beef up on your website or websites. You're not the only one. You're not alone. Anytime I have gone in to work with a client on a given website, in every single situation I have found that there are things that need to be fixed and repaired. It's just the way it is. You know, I've heard it said the goal is to first stop the bleeding. It's like if you come into the emergency room and there's a bunch of complications, you want to first stop the bleeding and then move on to the other things. Of course, make sure the person's breathing, things like that. I'm not a health professional, but that's kind of the analogy that we use with SEO. Is first fix things that are broken, stop the bleeding, the things that could be hurting you, and then move from there. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Just five key things, only five, that'll get you moving in the right direction, help you start making some changes and updates to your site that could potentially help your organic rankings in search engines. So before we get in to talk more about the five things to keep in mind, let's give a quick definition of search engine optimization, because with an audience of this size and this listening audience international, there could be varying degrees of understanding with regard to search engine optimization. But what search engine optimization is, and the acronym for it is SEO, it's simply the process of getting traffic from free, organic, or editorial slash natural, what's called natural listings in search engines. It's that process. And that word process is very loaded. There's a lot that goes into that process. It has to do with changes to your website, as well as external factors, some of which you have some control over and can have control over, and some external factors to your website that you might not have as much control over. But SEO is that process of getting traffic, getting ranked better in search engines when it comes to those free, as they've been called, or organic listings in the middle section of a search engine results page. So that's kind of the definition, and I give that definition because I don't want folks to be confused about search engine optimization versus pay-per-click or paid search marketing, which has to do with the paid listings in search engines, which appear both at the top and on the sidebar of search engine results pages. You've heard it said, we are our own worst enemy. And the same can hold true for SEO. True, there are many aspects of SEO or search engine optimization that are external to your website and often out of your control. But today, we will focus on some steps you can take to help improve your chances of achieving higher search engine rankings for your website or websites. Things that are fully in your control. We do not want to be our own worst enemy, but often we are. And it's because we simply aren't aware of certain things. We all do it day in and day out, whether it's related to online marketing or life in general. And at the same time, we want to discover what you might be doing, if anything, that could be hurting your rankings. Now, of course, no one would intentionally sabotage their own search engine marketing efforts, but what about unintentionally? And usually, the answer to that question is yes. Like I mentioned before, in every case I have ever worked with any on any website to do SEO, there have been problems that need to be fixed. It's just the process of SEO. It's the name of the game. It goes with the territory. SEO is an ongoing changing things. If you make one tweak to your website, it could affect a lot of other things down line without realizing it. One small change could affect a lot of larger other variables that are related. If you come away today realizing some things that you might be doing wrong, don't feel bad. Like I said, you're not alone. Like with anything, just make the change and move on. The thing is, we don't know what we don't know. So think of it this way. You're in a dark room, and there is something hurtful to you in that room, maybe a sharp object. You're walking around barefooted, and it's there. It's been there all along, but you just don't know it's there because the lights are off. So all we're doing today is simply just shedding some light on the subject of search engine optimization through education and learning. Light will be shed upon what's already there. So think of it that way. We're just gonna shine some light on some different areas that might need to be changed or updated on your site, and maybe you're good to go. If you are, great. Focus on the other aspects. Let's say, for example, and you might be thinking to yourself, well, my website's great. I'm doing great. I'm ranking high. I'm doing well. I don't need to make any improvements. And if that's the case, that's great. So for those of you who want to make those improvements and you see some areas for improvement, and frankly, who can't improve on their website rankings? For instance, if you look at your organic rankings in search engines right now, they might be number one, let's say, or number two. Go back and look at them tomorrow, maybe you're number four or five. Rankings fluctuate, so there's always room for improvement. And the goal is to keep those rankings as high as possible, as often as possible, because they do fluctuate. And there's a possibility that you're currently ranking for certain keywords in search engines, but not others. Maybe ones you haven't thought about, or new keyword variations that your target audience is using today that they weren't using yesterday. That's opportunity. That's untapped opportunity that may not be known. And Google reports that about one-fourth of all searches on a daily basis are completely new. They've never been searched before, if you will, variations of different keywords that have never been used before. So that's an opportunity to start looking and being aware that things are always changing, and to be aware of those changes and be tapping those opportunities as they arise. Let's say your IT team, your information technology team, changes the types of servers that your site is hosted on without telling you. Maybe they're just making a routine upgrade, or maybe it's a massive overhaul or upgrade, and they didn't tell you. And that's fine. Why should they? Let's say you're in the marketing department. They're just doing their thing, and not to pick on IT people, because it could happen to anyone, or anyone could make any kind of changes to a site that could could affect SEO rankings. And all of a sudden, your rankings drop. I've seen that happen before. Changes to a server and the technical back-end aspects of a given website have been changed, and the rankings for your website and search engines drop. That happens all the time. And so it is important to keep that in mind, that changes could be happening and you may not be aware of them. So it's important to stay in sync and in coordination with the different departments in your company, because like I said, one small change to your website could have a dramatic impact, either positively or negatively. Another example, let's just say your CEO really likes the copy that you have written or the text you've written for your homepage on your website. Good thing, right? Well, it is a good thing until he or she decides to plaster that same copy all across your site. And then you start getting hit with what's called duplicate content penalties by Google or other search engines. So that is another scenario that could happen and has happened. I've seen it happen myself to companies that I worked with, and you need to be aware of that. So I give these examples, and I could go on and on. So I'm not trying to pick on any department or any particular individual in any company. I'm just saying changes can happen to a website that affect your site that might be under the hood. They might be below the radar. And we're going to touch on a few of those things so that you're aware of them. And we are just going to be picking up with the first most common mistake. And these are not in any particular order in terms of prevalence, but just in order more of, you know, how you would think through making changes to your search engine optimization efforts or your website. Common mistake number one is choosing the wrong keywords or the wrong keyword phrases to focus on when it comes to looking to get your site ranked in search engines. So I've heard the question asked many times, and maybe you've heard it as well, why aren't we ranked for this search term or that search term? I did a Google search today, and I couldn't find us anywhere. And the person asking that question on the other end of the phone line or the other side of the table might have been a little frustrated when they ask that question. Why aren't we ranking? And it's a valid question, but it's the wrong question. The right question to ask is, are we ranked for the right search engine terms or the right search phrases? It's not just about being ranked in search engines for any given search phrase that someone happens to think of off the top of their head willy-nilly in the middle of the night as they're on their BlackBerry or their iPhone or have a spur-of-the-moment thought, I wonder if we are ranked for this phrase or that phrase. That approach has gotten many companies going down rabbit holes, if you will. It's easy to say we got to rank for everything under the sun without first asking the question, let's get ranked for the right search terms. And I'll talk about what I mean by right search terms. You may have even said yourself, SEO, it isn't worth the effort. It's too much work with not enough return, or it's just not the right thing for us. Well, first of all, the short answer to that, the short rebuttal to that is, yes, SEO does work. Here's the key phrase, if done right. SEO does work if done right. Website you've been working on, the business owners, for example, maybe they've been focusing their efforts on the wrong keywords. Then SEO truly will not work. But it's not good SEO if you're focusing on the wrong keywords. It's like fishing. I'll use a fishing analogy. When I was a kid, used to get my bike. At that time, maybe it was my trike. I don't think I was that young, but jump on my little bike with my brother and I. We would ride down the road to a nearby river and throw our fish hooks in the river and do some fishing. Good times. We would do it all day until we were red from the sun, and then we'd go home and crash and play some more. Those were the good old days. And I remember there were many days we would go to the river. And my brother is quite the fisherman. He would always catch the fish, but I would never catch the fish. I would go all day long, and there would not be one bite at the end of my hook. Or if there was, the fish would fall off, fight away, and I couldn't keep the fish on the hook. Or I would go to cast, my hook would get caught in the trees. I mean, it was just a nightmare. To this day, I like to fish. It's just not my favorite thing to do because I'll be honest, it's not my forte. My brother, on the other hand, he's really good at it. Looking back, I learned something looking back at and thought about why did he always catch the fish and I didn't. Well, for one, he would always go to the right place. He would always go to the right fishing hole, if you will. He would find the place in the shade or whatever else a good fishing hole looks like, because I honestly can't tell you because I never caught any fish. My brother could help you with that aspect, so I'll leave it at that. Find the right place to fish. And so I just wasn't able to really find the right places to fish. I would fish in the parts of the river, or if we go to a pond, I'd fish in the pond with no fish. And that analogy holds true when it comes to search engine optimization, focusing on the wrong keywords. Let's say, for example, you want to get ranked for keyword ABC, right? And no one is searching on that keyword. If no one's searching on that keyword, then you're fishing in a pond with no fish. And that is what I mean by good search engine optimization. The other aspect of fishing that I recall from a child that set me apart from my brother, or vice versa, I should say, was he would always use the right bait, or almost always use the right bait. He would have, you know, what those fish wanted. He would speak their language. He would know how to move the rod and the line and everything in between to make sure that the fish took the bait. Search engine optimization, even if you're focusing on keywords that a lot of people are searching on, let's say there's tons and tons of volume, there is a large demand for a particular keyword or phrase on a monthly basis. That still might not be the right search phrase for you to bring in the right target audience, the right type of buyers for exactly what you sell, specifically what you sell. So it's not only about being in the right place and fishing in the pond that actually has fish in it, but it's also very important to use the right keywords, the right bait. And then obviously once the fish come in or the prospects come to your site, that site has to be compelling. It has to offer that visitor something of value, something that they're looking for. That's a topic that is extremely important. Touches on landing page optimization, website, optimized website design, et cetera, which we will not really cover today because it falls outside the scope of search engine optimization. But it's extremely important because someone comes to your site and you don't have what they're looking for, then that's a dead-end street. That is a transaction that never happened. You spent the money to get them there, but then what next? So we won't dwell on that today, but needless to say, it is important to make sure that the right search terms, that you're trying to get ranked for the right search terms, because if you're focusing on the wrong terms, not only will there be the disadvantage of being found in the wrong places by the wrong prospects, but you'll be spending your efforts all in those wrong places and on those wrong keywords, because there is something called opportunity cost. If the resources are focused in the wrong area or they're on the wrong keywords, that's missed opportunity elsewhere. Whereas if you were focusing on the right keywords, that's an opportunity to tap into that interested audience at the right place at the right time. So there are different aspects that go into keyword research is what it's called. And actually researching and thinking about your audience and the way that they think when they're ready to make a buying decision and everything building up to that is so vitally important. In fact, keyword research and analysis, and the second piece is very important too, not just finding what keywords your target audience is searching on, but also analyzing and applying some additional analytics, some additional qualitative factors to say, are these the right keywords? Even though maybe millions of people are searching on them, are they the right keywords for my product to reach my specific target audiences, niche or otherwise? And keyword research and getting the right keywords is truly the cornerstone of success when it comes to search engine optimization. And that is so important. I'm going to say it again. Keyword research and analysis is the cornerstone of success when it comes to search engine optimization. Now, it is not the only thing that goes into search engine optimization. It is not the only thing that can help drive success, but it's the cornerstone. It's the starting point. It's the plumb line, if you will, to make sure that when you build that house, when you build that program of search engine optimization, that your first block that you lay for that house, when you build that house or that program, using an analogy, of course, here, is squared off. Keyword research helps you get squared off, helps you get pointed in the right direction to start. Because if the right keywords are not chosen up front or as close as possible to the right keywords, all efforts downstream will be, in most cases, in vain, will be money down the drain. So getting the right keywords up front is very important. Oh, one more thing to mention. Google, for example, takes into account, of course, what your website has historically been about. So getting the right keywords, choosing them, and optimizing your website built around or centered around those right keywords up front sooner than later is important, because Google will obviously take into account historically what your site's about. And if your site has been about the wrong keywords for a long time, it's going to be a little more challenging to get ranked for the right keywords. So the quicker the site can get changed to focus on the correct keywords, the better. So you're probably asking yourself at this point, what are the right keywords? That question I cannot answer for you, because it is unique to each specific business. It's unique to each specific product or service that you have, and it's specific to the buying mindset that your searchers and your prospects are in when they're looking for you on the web. The second thing that we want to talk about today is unique content. Google and the other search engines too have clearly stated publicly that they really basically give penalties to websites that have duplicate content. And not just looking at one domain name, but across multiple domain names, all domain names that they have in their index across the web. And what that means, duplicate content, is if you have, let's say, for example, some content on your homepage, and you have that exact same content, series of paragraphs, for example, on another page on your site, Google will look at that, and they will choose for themselves, all else held equal, which page they're going to rank over the other page. They choose not to rank both pages because it's the exact same content. Google wants to provide meaningful results to searchers. At the end of the day, that's what they care about. They care about the user experience when someone comes to Google or Yahoo or Bing. Those other search engines care about the same thing at the end of the day. You know, plainly put, they're not going to cry if you're not ranked well in their search engines. They care that searchers are having a good experience. So when it comes to search engine optimization, we have to put ourselves in the mind of a search engine. We have to think like a search engine instead of a searcher or instead of an advertiser. We have to think of ourselves, we have to put ourselves in that mindset if we are to stay on top of search engine optimization, if we are to optimize our site to the standards of Google and other search engines. Duplicate content. What happens with this is it basically can degrade your rankings and the searcher experience, like I mentioned, on Google and other search engines. So instead of Google deciding which page is more important, if you have basically the exact same content on one page and then another page, you have control over telling them, if you will, I say tell in quotes, which page is more important to you. So why let the search engines decide which page is important when, in fact, they prefer you to tell them which page is important, whether your home page or another page, for example, if it has identical content? So they will only see the most important page, and there's a lot of factors that go into which page is more important to search engines versus another, if there's, you know, duplicate content considerations or penalties that could be imposed there. But save yourself the effort, or save yourself the heartache, and just take the effort to tell the search engines to ignore a page, page B, for example, if it's not the page that you want them to see. If it's duplicate content and you still want it on your website, and there are cases where having the same content on more than one page is something that can help with user experience, it's sometimes unavoidable. So I'm not saying that you should not have more than one set of the exact same content on your site. Not saying that at all. I'm just saying tell the search engines, and again, I don't have an opportunity to get into the details about how you can tell them, because if done incorrectly, it could hurt you even more. So make sure you consult with a trained search engine optimization professional before trying to omit a page, if you will, from Google's search engine index. Doing that right is very important. If you do have questions about that, of course, you have my email address, matt@genwebmarketing.com. You can email me your questions as it relates to duplicate content penalties and how to tell Google or other search engines to ignore certain pages on your site and focus on others. Like I said, there's many, many ways to do it, which we won't get into today. Now, the question's been asked, what about articles, press releases? What if I have a press release on my website and I also want to syndicate it elsewhere? Not a problem. Not a problem. Just don't overdo it. And bit of a fuzzy line when it comes to the statement, don't overdo it. There's no clear guidance as to what that means, but do it within reason. I mean, if you're going to push out your press release, for example, that's on your site, just make sure you link back to the original version of that press release on your website, and that'll let Google know the original author was company ABC. So that's kind of the guideline when it comes to duplicate content on your site and then also on external websites. But having the same content across your site repeated, and not just publicly on, you know, physically on the page what the user can see, but behind the scenes in the code when it comes to meta tags and other aspects of a site, having duplicates of all of those, more is not better. Less is actually better. Less content that's duplicate is actually a better thing. And in fact, Google ignores duplicate content. More content of the right variety is a good thing. So having content, on the other side of the coin, having content that is deep and wide, if you will, that has depth and breadth on your subject is a good thing to have on your website. Just don't copy and paste and create a bunch of pages that look a little bit different but actually have essentially the same content. That can get you your rankings penalized. Common SEO mistake number three is not enough or too many keywords. So a lot of companies, a lot of agencies out there will take kind of a broad brush approach when it comes to search engine optimization. They'll say, you know, it is best practice to use three or four keywords, your keywords three or four times on a given page, for example. That approach can get you into trouble. And I'm not saying it's two or three keywords, but whatever differing opinions are about what the best practice is, just saying this is best practice for everybody when it comes to my site or in the site across the world or across the street is dangerous. Because if you're selling hot dogs and your competitor is selling tennis rackets, those websites could look completely different. You might have a ton of content on your website, and the tennis racket company or the company selling tennis rackets might have a small amount of content. So the ratio of keywords to total content on a given website could be completely different. And Google's going to see, and the other search engines are going to see your website about hot dogs as completely different than a website selling tennis rackets. So there's no such thing as a broad brush approach. If an SEO professional or agency comes to you and says, this is the best practice across the board, I would be very leery of that, because there is no one best practice approach when it comes to how many keywords you should use. Too many keywords with your specific target audience and your specific niche that you sell in could be not enough keywords for another niche. So making sure that the analysis that's done, and there's a lot, guys, I have to say there's a lot that's under the hood that goes into determining what is the right amount of keyword usage across your site. Because if you use too many keywords, you will look like a spammer to Google, and you could get penalized and could get even blacklisted, if you will. Not enough keywords on your site won't get ranked. So having the right amount of keywords on your website is the right approach, and often it's easy to just say, I'm going to put this many keywords, and that's just the way everyone else does it, so I'm going to do it, and it's going to work for me. Not the case. It doesn't work that way. Common mistake number four, one wrong keystroke in a file like what's called a robots.txt file. One wrong keystroke, like a backslash, could basically tell Google or other search engines, don't even look at my website, don't even index it at all. All it takes is one little slash, a forward slash actually, in a file called robots.txt, and you could get completely ignored by the search engines. I've seen it happen before. So be aware of that, and that's just, we're just touching the surface here. We are just talking about the tip of the iceberg. There are so many back-end server behind-the-scenes considerations that are very important. With one wrong keystroke could hurt your rankings or completely remove you from search engines altogether. So be aware of that. Make sure that your website is following search engine best practices, not only when it comes to the content that people can see, but also the content that's behind the scenes, the code. So we're going to be talking in this closing segment about redirects and the importance of website redirects and using the correct type of redirects. You might be asking yourself, what is a redirect? A redirect is simply moving one domain name or one page from one place to another. It's redirecting a page or website from location A to location B. So let's say, for example, that you have domain name example.com, and you want to redirect it to newcompany.com. You've changed the name of your company. You want to change your brand identity, tap into new audiences, sell new products, whatever the case might be. And you simply put up the new domain name, put up your new website, and take the old website down. Question, is that the right approach from a search engine optimization standpoint? It's actually not. The correct approach would be to take your old domain name or your old website, even though it's not going to have anything, any pages there, no one will actually see that site anymore, and redirect it to your new website or your new domain name. One reason that's important is because there's something called link equity or page rank value when it comes to Google's standpoint that you want to retain and transfer to any new website or domain name over the long term. If you were to let that old website just go away and forget about it, the domain name itself, you would basically be starting from scratch from a search engine optimization standpoint, and any retained value you had in your past domain name would be lost. So redirects are very, very important, and not just any type of redirect, but the right type of redirect. And this is, I will obviously give a disclaimer here, we're talking about technical aspects that should only be done by a trained search engine optimization professional and coordinated with your information technology or information services team. This will require you working with your server admins to make sure that your old domain name is redirected correctly. Let's first talk about the incorrect type of redirects that are often implemented. So here's some wrong type of redirects when it comes from search engine optimization that will basically get you two duplicate content penalizations or lost long-term value from a search engine optimization standpoint. A 302 or a temporary redirect is an incorrect way to transfer your search engine optimization value in most, if not all, cases. Java redirects typically should be avoided. Meta refreshes, unless they're 0 seconds, should be avoided. The latter could raise red flags with search engines, and you might look like a spammer. Temporary redirects could get into what we talked about earlier today as it relates to duplicate content. A temporary redirect will basically make, you could basically have two identical, search engines will see two identical websites out there. And that's not what you want, because then you get into duplicate content. You want to make sure that you set up what's called a 301, or also known as a permanent redirect. That is always preferred from a search engine optimization standpoint, whether you're redirecting a domain name or one page to another on the same domain name. And even when redirecting from an old domain name, example or oldcompany.com to newcompany.com, you want to make sure that you use page-by-page redirects. And again, if this information I'm sharing is over your head and you're asking yourself, what is he talking about, talk to your IT department about this. Make sure you understand that they have implemented and verify that they have implemented what's called 301 or permanent redirects anytime you're moving pages or domain names. And I have spoke on this subject many times and in many places, and have seen people yawn and think to themselves, that's not really that important. Why are we even spending time talking about this? But I cannot stress enough the importance of using the right types of redirects. If you're not using the right type of redirects currently, fix them. Permanent redirects, 301 redirects, are always preferred. Now, how they're implemented, it varies a little bit from server to server and depending on what's running on that server. So you'll need to, like I said, coordinate with your IT department and a qualified SEO professional or agency, because when it comes to redirects and anything we've talked about today, implementing any of these things incorrectly could cause more harm than damage in some cases if done incorrectly. I one time saw a website where a 301 redirect or a temporary redirect was set up instead of a permanent or a 301 redirect. We watched as rankings plummeted from the second and third page of Google, which we had worked so hard to get to, plummeted down into the hundreds in terms of rankings. Just like that, from the 20s and 30s down to the hundreds. Just because the wrong type of redirect was implemented on the server. That's all it took. So it is very important, and there are several studies out there done by SEO agencies, SEO professionals, to validate the importance of 301 redirects. So needless to say, make sure you have the correct type of redirects in place. Just to kind of sum up from what we talked about today, these are the five of the top common mistakes that are made that could sabotage your organic rankings in search engines. Organic rankings, again, are achieved through search engine optimization. So keep in mind these particular top common mistakes as you're doing search engine optimization, whether for the first time or ongoing. Make sure you have the right keywords. Make sure you're using unique content. Make sure you don't have too many or too little when it comes to your target keywords. Make sure that all of the files that search engines look at on the back end, behind the scenes on your site, are coded correctly and there's not errors there. And make sure, finally, that you have the appropriate type of search engine-friendly redirect set up, which is a 301 or permanent redirect.